BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, will hold a cabinet meeting today to discuss the result of the snap regional election in Catalonia. Pro-independence parties won an absolute majority of assembly seats. The separatist leader, Carles Puigdemont, who's in self-imposed exile in Belgium, said the result was a defeat for Spain, but it's unclear whether he will be renamed Catalonia's president. The president of Peru, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, has narrowly survived a parliamentary vote in which the opposition sought to have him impeached. His opponents had accused him of taking bribes from a disgraced Brazilian construction firm. The British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is expected to warn Moscow to cease activities that are alleged to be destabilising Europe when he meets his Russian counterpart later on Friday. The Israeli Prime Minister has rejected the result of the UN General Assembly vote that defied President Donald Trump's unilateral decision to recognise Jerusalem as Israel's capital. More than 120 countries, many of them close allies of the US, approved the non-binding resolution. That, in effect, leaves Washington's declaration null and void. Four women, three of them opera singers and one a classical musician, have accused the renowned conductor Charles Dutoit of sexually assaulting them. There's been no immediate response from him. But five top orchestras, including the New York Philharmonic, have swiftly cancelled his engagements. The Indonesian government will hold a cabinet meeting on the island of Bali today in a bid to reassure visitors that they need not worry about the rumblings from Mount Agung. Concerns about the volcano have caused a fall in tourist numbers. And Australian police said they've seized a record haul of methamphetamine after a raid in a remote area off the western coast. BBC News.